Good morning. Today is a follow-up of what we discussed yesterday, that there's some poskim who are of the view that the matzahs that we use at the Seder have to be baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Not all poskim agree with that. It's certainly not me'akev the mitzvah, but nonetheless, there are some people still today who have a hiddur, or stronger than a hiddur, to bake their matzahs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. And the question accordingly is, at what specific time should that be done? Is it any time after Chatzos, or are there better times or worse times? So in fact, there are three opinions on this, when the matzah should be baked, and it actually tracks various opinions as to the bringing of the Korban Pesach, because that's what we are trying to imitate, that's what we're trying to remember, that's what we're learning from, that's the source, that just like the Korban Pesach, it was brought when we had a base of Mikdash after Chatzos Hayom, midday, on Erev Pesach, so too, that is when we bake our matzahs, or some people bake their matzahs. So in fact, opinion number one is after Chatzos, meaning at Chatzos. At Chatzos is when you could, in theory, start bringing your Korban Pesach, so too, that would be the time to start baking the matzah. That's the view of the Magen Avraham, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Beis Meir, and the Gra. Opinion number two is wait another half an hour. That's really a better time to be bringing the Korban Pesach. So a half an hour after Chatzos, that's 6.5 hours into the day. That is opinion number two, the Bach and the Taz. And the third opinion is wait until 7.5 hours into the day. That's an hour and a half after Chatzos. And that's because, practically speaking, when we had a base of Mikdash, they did not used to be makriv to bring the Korban Pesach before 7.5 hours. So practically speaking, I know in theory they could have brought it at 6 hours in the day or 6.5 hours into the day, but that didn't happen. They practically speaking brought it only at 7.5 hours in the day. And accordingly, we should track that and bake our matzahs starting at 7.5 hours into the day. That's an hour and a half after Chatzos. Now, these hours are dividing the day into parts between either sunrise and sunset, or from Alos HaShachar till Tzeis HaKochavim, and you divide up the day into 12 equal parts. We're not talking about 60-minute hours. We're talking about Shah Zmanios, and that's when we say 6 hours into the day, 6.5 hours into the day, 7.5 hours into the day would be those parts, those Shah Zmanios into the day. So there we have it, three opinions, 6 hours, 6.5 hours, and 7.5 hours. And interestingly, there are some places that are nohag that they divide up the baking after Chatzot into three different groups. They'll do three shifts effectively. And that is meant to be just like the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, there wasn't room for everyone to do it all at once. So they had shifts, three shifts back to back. First shift, second shift, third shift. So first shift is in the Azor, the Beis HaMikdash, their Makriv, their Korban Pesach, they leave. Second shift comes in, does the same. Third shift comes in and does the same. And the Or HaZeruah says as follows, Rabim Ha'osim Mitzvah B'Yachad. When you have a group of people, a large group of people that are doing a mitzvah at basically the same time, around the same time, it is a mitzvah to act with alacrity, Zrizi Magzimim, the mitzvahs, to be of the first people there. Don't wait, excuse me, don't wait until the end, but be of the first people. That is rizus, that is alacrity. And he brings a couple of fascinating proofs. Number one is much, much simpler. It's a Gemara Psachim. That's when they used to divide up the bringing of the Korban Pesach in three. They had these three shifts, one after the other. The third one was called the Atzlanit. Those were called the lazy ones. So we don't want to be in that category, so we want to be in the first category. And if anything, the second category, ideally first, if not second, but not the third. But you're still fulfilling the mitzvah with the third. And that's why the second source is very fascinating. It's a little bit of a Musar source. The Yerushalmi talking about this says as follows, Ami Rebbe Bun, Ma'im Davar Shemitzvah Sokach Amar Shekruya Atzlanit. When it comes to the mitzvah, that you're still fulfilling the mitzvah, you're still bringing the Korban Pesach after Chatzos in its proper time, but if you don't bring it quickly, you're in the third shift, you are called Atzlanit, you are called of the lazy ones, you're lacking alacrity, even though you're still doing the mitzvah properly, but you lack that aspect of alacrity. Mishu mitatza b'mitzvahs alacha kama v'kama, somebody who is lazy in mitzvahs in general, you're just not doing it, certainly you're going to be called Atzlanit. So if we can learn from the Korban Pesach, you're doing the mitzvah, but you just lack alacrity. That is laziness. Certainly in other areas of mitzvah, certainly and certainly, when we don't have alacrity or we don't get around to doing the mitzvah, that is certainly going to be called atzlanit, something that we don't want to be called. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.